Okay, the next paper is mine. I'm Russ Mizell. I'm with the University of Florida. Paper's titled Manipulating the Numerical Response of Coccinellid Species with Visual and Food Cues. The next paper will not be, we don't have the next paper, so we'll have a 12-minute space for time, so I guess I can talk for 24 minutes. Okay, there's been a plethora of work done throughout entomology history to enhance biological control agents using a number of methods. You see a partial list here of everywhere from food to selective pesticides, all kinds of spatial manipulation. Some of the latest things that are being done are using odor cues that folks have identified. Methyl salicylate is one that's receiving a lot of attention. What I'm going to talk about is visual cues, the forgotten modality. There has not been much work with that. And I'm going to discuss two lady beetles in this work. One of them, Harmoniax aridus, is widely spread throughout the United States and has become the dominant predator wherever it exists in most cases. And then Coccinella septum punctata is also widely spread with the help of aphids and other folks. It has a much more restricted diet and habitat range. So what I was interested in was, could we manipulate these predators into an area that we might want to bring them to enhance their numbers and their efficacy, like, for example, in somebody's backyard or organic grow or something like that. So I'm going to discuss visual cues, and then I'm going to talk about spatial manipulations with addition of other cues. This started off as a side project. I was trying to develop improve a trap for the glassy-winged sharpshooter, and as part of that, I found out that lady beetles actually were responding to this, and I saw this numbers come up in a choice situation where you see this pretty linear relationship here. So there's more than just the size of the trap affecting this behavior. So I decided we would pursue this a little bit, and these are the treatments that I put out. This gets to be a little cumbersome, so this may be a little difficult, but basically we use 12, 24, and 36 inch by 3-inch mailing tubes. We used 1, 2, 3, 5, and 7-gallon plant containers. All these are painted with safety yellow. As the previous slide, we put 3 1-gallon containers in a 2-meter triangle. We used 2 3-gallon containers paired at 2 meters. We used 4 12 by 3-inch mailing tubes with a 7-gallon center, and we used 12 inch by 3 inch mailing tubes with 7-gallon centers, and we also did this with a 36 inch by 3 inch mailing tube. All right, only the center trap has the stickum on it. So the idea was also looking at the active distance of these traps, and we set up this other experiment where we used traps. You've got the control over here without any interference around it. You have your target trap here, and you have traps away from it at different distances, with the idea being that when the numbers in A are less than B, you have interference from these traps, and when they're equal to B, then that's the active distance of the trap because they're functioning independently. Now that's theoretically what's supposed to happen. And the other thing was about this was to exploit this further, was to realize that what you're basically doing is increasing the active distance of this trap by adding more traps around it, with the idea that once they came into contact with the ones on the corner, then the distance between those traps this way on the diagonal was closer than the other trap on the corners, and therefore any insect milling around here should wind up where you wanted to focus them. That's theoretically what happened. I mean, that's theoretically what we wanted to happen. We also looked at that to see if we could fool them, so to speak, more than once, and actually quadruple the active distance of the number of ends of the trap, and then increase our interception of lady beetles that might fly through this area, okay? And then finally, I'll talk a little bit about trying to partition the effect of these various cues on these two lady beetles. All right, first set of data here, I'm going to compare and contrast the two lady beetles. These are the three-inch mailing tubes at different distances. You see there's the dark is the C7, and we get a very strong linear relationship, highly significant, even though the numbers are low here, with these traps. So the larger the trap, the better. And we did these studies both in spring and summer. When we look at the trap size with Harmonia, we get a significantly linear relationship increasing with trap size, both in spring and in fall. When we look at what happened with C7, we see a trend there, but we do not get any significance. When we look at these sentinel traps to see if we can actually fool the insects and improve the number in the target center, as you will here, we do not get any significance, although there is some increase by adding traps. Same thing with C7. We do not see a significant increase statistically, although the trend is there. In fall, similar type response and for Harmonia. And I know this sounds suspicious, but we actually did have different people collecting this data, and it looked awful funny. So when we removed one of the traps that had some weird data for whatever reason, we did get some significant statistical response increase in the trap catch with the sentinel traps of about 2x. And you can see we had good numbers in the field when we ran this, and that's not quite 2x, a little bit less than 2x increasing the numbers on the center trap. Okay, with the active distance where we have the traps at different distances away from the focal point of the center, trying to determine where the break-off point is in response to the beetles. We did not get a significant response here, although it looks like that somewhere between 8 and 10 for Harmonia, in other words, our corner traps are 8 to 10 meters apart, is right where the cutoff point is in the active distance around an individual trap. So that's how much it's actually sampling. And when you look at this at 6 meters for that, it was not significant. When we looked at Coccinella septum punctata, it looked like it was between 6 and 8 meters, and actually that was a significant relationship there. And when we looked at that, it increased the trap catch about 3x, even though we're down here where it's fairly low numbers. So that concludes the part for the traps themselves. And then when we looked at the effect of adding in a plant and comparing that to a plant with sugar, and then comparing that to a plant with sugar plus trap, and the sugar here we're talking about at 150 grams per liter, and these traps were checked every 2 hours over a period of weeks, and so we were able to partition out the effect of the plant with the sugar and with the trap. And you see, we see a significant difference here with Harmonia axoridis, the trap contributing about doubling the trap catch there. That same thing did not occur significantly with Coccinella septum punctata, which is present in much lower numbers. So clearly this did not come out very clean, but there are some suggestions here that by increasing the number of traps and optimizing the trap size, larger traps equivalent, larger trap is better actually, and the 3-inch by 3-foot trap, which you see up here in the corner, is statistically equivalent to the 7-gallon upside down pot, which I didn't show that data, but I have it. C7 did show some response, and in fact, when you put these two together, sugar and the trap. You do enhance the trap catch wherever you are placing that. So this basically, my second line there, the gazing ball in gardens, if you will. We're talking about a 2 or 3x increase in the number of lady beetles that you can place in a particular spot. So given that an adult lady beetle will consume a couple, 300, 400, 500 aphids a day, increasing it 2 or 3 times is a significant amount of increased biological control. So if you're a backyard gardener or organic grower or whatever, then my suggestion is get yourself a 2-meter bamboo pole and a 1-meter 3-inch mailing tube or a 7-gallon pot, paint it bright yellow, and you'll enhance your biological control.